guys, here we are, the Spain boys. I'm an aunt.
Carlos. We are about to teach you guys where to go in Spain if you are ever thinking about going. Spain is a famous Western Europe country because of its colorful bullfights, flamenco music, sunny climate, and beautiful castles. Spain was once a great empire with colonies throughout the world.
The Spanish language is still used all around the world, including the United States of America. Today, Spain is a prosperous nation with a well-developed economy based on service industries such as tourism and manufacturing industries. Our first stop is Madrid, and in Madrid, we are going to the Royal Palace of Madrid.
While we were in Madrid, we went to a soccer game. Currently, Madrid is third in standings right now. Also, if I had to recommend one place to go, it would be to go to a soccer game, because they were really intense and fun to watch. Before the game started, we got autographs from some of the players, which is something you could do when you go to Madrid, and trust me, it will make your day.
Also in Madrid, we went to the Royal Palace of Madrid, which is the home of the King of Spain. Now it is only used for ceremonies. It contains 3,148 rooms and has 135,000 square meters of flooring. It is currently the largest functioning royal palace by floor area. It was built in the 18th century. The staircase is made of marble. It is called the Grand Marble. It's called the Grand Staircase. The palace contains paintings of famous Spanish artists. That is why we went to Madrid.
From Madrid, we went to Barcelona, another big city in Spain. The first place in Barcelona we went to is the Sagrada Familia, which is a pretty big church, one of the most important. The church is 566 feet tall. It opened on November 7, 2010. They started construction of the church on March 19, 1882.
While we were in Barcelona, we also went to the Magic Fountain. We were going to the mountain at night because it looks better at night compared to the morning or the day. The Magic Fountain was opened in Barcelona, Spain in 1929. The architectural style was made in Art Deco. The Magic Fountain is located in the Monte neighborhood of Barcelona.
Our final destination is Granada, and our first stop in Granada is Alhambra. It was originally constructed in 889 AD as a small fortress. During the French domination of Spain, part of the Alhambra was destroyed but later restored, and at latest the 19th century. During the late Middle Ages, prostitution is an easy way out for many women due to poverty and hence. This is a big tourist spot in Granada.
After Alhambra, we went to Generalife. The Generalife became an UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1984. At the top of the water stairway, you will reach the highest point of the Generalife Gardens. The Palacio de Generalife was a summer palace and country estate of the Nasrid rulers of the Emirate of Granada in Al-Andalus, now beside the city of Granada in the Autonomous Community of Andalusia, Spain. Once we were done with Generalife, we went back to the U.S.
If you are ever thinking about going to Spain, I recommend going to these places, such as Madrid, Barcelona, and Granada. In these cities in Spain, there are many tourist spots, such as the ones we went over, like the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona. Lastly, I think you should definitely go to Spain. You will have a great time.